Track 9. Across Norfolk, the rumble of an approaching train and that mix of diesel and tar that smells like travel are joined by the scent of flowers, the hum of bees and the chat of devoted gardeners.
Railway stations across the county, volunteers are tending gardens. Every Greater Anglia station in Norfolk has been adopted by volunteers who care for gardens, ranging from wildflower meadows and platform-length borders to planters and hanging baskets. Some railway gardens date back to Victorian times. Others have been developed from disused land alongside lines and platforms. The station adoption scheme officially began in 2003, and ever since, volunteers have kept an eye on their local station alongside developing beautiful gardens. They've added beds, borders, baskets and bird boxes and have been rewarded with an influx of wildlife. Now, hundreds of species of wild plants and animals grow or roam through the station gardens. There are barn owls, goldfinches, skylark, lizards, newts, butterflies, badgers and hedgehogs, living among lilac and lupin, evening primrose, violas and more as trains pass by. The adoption scheme has been supported by the Bitton and Wherry Lines Community Rail Partnerships, and Greater Anglia has just pledged all its gardens to the Wild East Map of Dreams, which aims to give 20% of the region's land back to nature by 2050. Launched last summer, the charitable foundation is asking everyone, from farmers to gardeners and industrial estates to churchyards, to devote as much land as possible to nature to help reverse a terrible decline in native wildlife.
Brundle Gardens. The railway stop was named for the Victorian pleasure gardens, which once brought 60,000 visitors a year to Brundle. The riverside gardens included a series of ponds cascading down to a lake, rockeries, an arboretum, and rare plants collected from around the world. They almost disappeared, until the owner of one of the new houses built on the site began a restoration project across several neighbouring gardens. Today, volunteers make the station gardens bloom beautifully too, with year-round colour in planters, colourful summer perennials, and a new wildflower area, including cornflowers, love in a mist, and evening primrose. Flower-filled tubs and pails have been placed so that people on the platform and aboard trains can enjoy the gardens. Sitting quietly on the platform, you can see blue tits, blackbirds, plenty of bees and butterflies too, said station adopter Gillian Lincoln. Gillian, a hairdresser and florist, began volunteering 2 years ago. Having had a keen interest in gardening, it seemed a natural thing to become involved as I live 2 doors away from the station, she said. She has grown flowers from seed for the garden and is keeping a journal to help work out which plants best withstand the changing weather conditions. I'm a very social individual, so being able to meet railway users and people who walk past is great. I love being able to share knowledge and be part of our local community. People are so grateful to see how the gardens have developed. Many come specially to sit and relax, and some even bring their lunch. Retired photographer Greg Chandler and his wife Maggie are the other 2 volunteers. It is with thanks to him and that I moved nearly next door 5 years ago that I am now part of this amazing group of regional volunteers, said Gillian. The Chandlers have been involved for 17 years. The fact that we live next door to the station made it an easy decision, said Greg. We enjoy putting back something into the community and hearing the comments from visitors. So when does Brundle Gardens look at its best? Well, I'm biased, so all year, said Gillian.
West Runton. Local people love the garden and often sit there just to enjoy it, on seats dedicated to the memory of past adopters, said station adopter Sandra Brown. The passengers, especially summer visitors, tell us how much they admire the garden. We often meet them when we are working there and chat. The garden beside the village common was originally restored by members of West Runton Women's Institute and has since won many awards, and until recently was the beautiful backdrop to annual tea parties on the platform. Today the garden, packed with shrubs and perennials, plus tubs and troughs full of seasonal flowers, a log pile insect hotel, a bird box and a bat box, is cared for by 5 station adopters. Sandra loves being part of the team and said, "We feel we are part of a community project, getting residents together, taking pride in where we live and promoting part of the Bitton Line."
Thetford. The beautiful garden at Thetford Station has been part of the town's Open Gardens event. A 100-metre border stretching along the platform towards Norwich is packed with colourful blossom trees and shrubs, herbs and bedding plants. As a backdrop to the impressive border, volunteers planted a native broadleaf hedge, and even a platform bench is part of the display with its two planters full of decorative trailing plants. The station adopters recently took on the Cambridge-bound platform with its tubs and hanging baskets. Retired forester Simon Malone and his wife joined the team in 2012, and he said, "Working as a small team is rewarding, and the sight of an attractive garden, which is clearly appreciated by travellers and locals, makes the effort worthwhile." At the far end of the platform, on land once illegally used as a rubbish dump, a wildlife area is emerging. "Primarily, we let nature produce what flowers she will," said Simon. The station is now alive with birds, including chaffinches, robins, blue tits, great tits, collared doves and sparrows. "We have installed bird boxes, which are monitored by the British Trust for Ornithology, whose HQ is in Thetford. And we seem to have a resident muntjac deer, who can be a nuisance at times, as he has a taste for tender growth," said Simon, who managed Thetford's Forest's timber harvesting programme before his retirement. In normal times, the 8 members of Thetford Station adopters work together one evening a month, and then each do what they can when they have time. Part-time bus and coach driver Andy Richardson is one of the team. "I was happy to join in as litter man. I'm not blessed with green fingers, but I don't mind getting my hands dirty and can also wield a strimmer," he said. "I enjoy the team spirit generated by station adopting and the opportunity to make a small contribution towards brightening up our local area and hopefully generate a positive image for the travelling public while helping to promote rail travel locally." "As Thetford ticket office is unstaffed from mid-afternoon and all day on Sundays, we can be the eyes and ears of the railway, reporting issues and providing reassurance to passengers while carrying out litter picks and garden maintenance tasks."
Wyndham. At Wyndham, the new owner of the station bistro has become an adopter and hopes to restore the station to its former floral glory days. "I feel this is an important role, as the station is the first thing many visitors to Wyndham see, and so it is important to make a good first impression. I would like Wyndham Station to be somewhere that everyone in the town is proud of," said Brendan Gray. Fellow volunteer John Harwood of Morley St. Peter said, "I'm an enthusiastic gardener, so I am looking forward to creating some flower displays in tubs and window boxes and supporting local wildlife with some nest boxes, insect hotels and wildflowers too. My interest in railways goes back to 1968, when school holidays were spent at Wyndham Station, observing the variety of trains which existed then, and catching the train to Norwich to watch the football at Carrow Road."
Cantley. Both of Cantley's platforms have a garden, plus the Rose of Cantley boat on platform one. The boat, named by pupils at the local primary school, is filled with flowers, with an orange pyracantha trained as its sail. Robert Beadle has more than half an acre of his own garden, but still loves helping out at nearby Cantley Station as one of 6 volunteer station adopters. The pretty platform gardens are often praised by train drivers and conductors, as well as local people and passengers.
Attleborough. A stunning midsummer display of lupins is the glorious sight which greets anyone lucky enough to arrive at or pass through Attleborough Station in June and July. They are part of the railway gardens looked after by Attleborough Heritage Group.
Gunton. At tiny Gunton Station near North Walsham, the picturesque restoration of the privately owned station buildings catches the eye, complete with its recreation of historic luggage waiting to be loaded. The public platform opposite is also a lovely sight, its flower-filled tubs tended by a station adopters, including David Pierce, who has been volunteering at the station for almost 20 years, despite living in Norwich. He used to work nearby, and now regularly travels up and often by train to help make the station a welcoming sight for all.
Norwich. Adopters at Norwich are creating a wildlife garden at the edge of the station car park, close to the exit for Riverside, and writing a how-to guide for bringing biodiversity to an urban environment. Some of the work is carried out by a local green gym group.
Great Yarmouth. The most recent station to be adopted is Great Yarmouth. When its volunteers came aboard this spring, it made a full house of all Greater Anglia's Norfolk stations. It does not have an original garden space, but will have enthusiastic friends to help create a natural haven at the end of the Wherry Line.